Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, Cleaners, welcome to a special Thanksgiving episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. Today, I am taking over and I am going to be talking about the secrets to happiness. Usually, Mike talks about things like getting amazing clients or getting rockstar employees or how to increase your profits or streamline your whole your sales process, everything, which is super crucial to reaching your financial and your business goals. But that time in between is just as important. If any of you have already heard this, do you know what the number one most limited resource on earth is? It's not money. You can always make more money. It's not houses. It's not cars. It's not clients. It's nothing that you can buy. It's your time. We only have a specific amount of time on this earth. And if we spend it stressing out and worrying about the business or financial goals or reaching that $1 million mark or getting 20 employees or whatever it is, we have completely squandered the most valuable resource that you have. The only thing that you cannot get a single second more of by buying, bartering, stealing, whatever method you possibly can. You cannot extend your life one single second longer than it's supposed to be. And I want to make sure that you guys get the most out of that. As we go into this holiday season, I want to make sure that you have the right mindset to truly enjoy and get fulfillment and happiness out of this time with your friends and with your family, because we never know when we won't have that opportunity again. As entrepreneurs, we are driven to make goals and strive to achieve them. But the cost of that is that we have this constant need to make new goals. So we think to ourselves, once I get to this goal, then I'll be happy. Then I'll slow down. Then I'll spend the time with my family. But as soon as we get to that goal, instead of going, yes, thankfully, I'm done. I'm ready to go. I'm so excited. I can't wait to really enjoy this time. We go, great, what's the next goal? Right? Like we'll go, I just want to make it to $1 million a year. And then we get to $1 million and we don't even realize it, maybe aside from the astronomical tax bill, but we move on to, I want to make 2 million. And then we don't slow down and really enjoy what we have done. And we lose sight of what's truly important and the only thing that we can't get back. We have this other belief that your family knows that they love you or that you love them because you're working hard to support them. A lot of us are like, yeah, I work, 40 hours a week or 50 or 60 or maybe even 100 hours a week because I want to give my family the best home and the best cars and I want to send my kids to the best school and they know that I love them because I'm working really hard. The thing is once your basic needs are met, like your level of happiness doesn't go up commensurately with how much money you make. There are plenty of studies done that once you have like a roof over your head and food in your stomachs and a tiny bit of money to cover whatever like gas and transportation in your pocket, you are not going to be 10 times happier if you're making 10 times the money. I guarantee you that people that are making 100 times what you make are miserable because they're focused on the wrong things. So I want to give you the gift of changing that mindset and a few tools that I've learned along the way to find joy and happiness and fulfillment, even in the times that you're not reaching your goals or even struggling. I recently lost my brother, and it was something that really gave me some pause. And I thought that I was mastering this whole enjoying the time with your friends and your family, and always thought that I had plenty of time to spend with my brothers and my mom and all that. But what I discovered a few weeks ago is that you just never know how much time you're going to have with these people. And my greatest regret is that I didn't make a more concerted effort to spend time with my brother. I just assumed, well, I'll see him on the holidays and I'll, you know, reach out to him next week. We're both really busy. He's got like this, you know, this project that he's working on, and I've got this business and all of our clients, and don't worry, I'll just reach out to him next week and see how he's doing. And then I get a call from my other brother thinking that, you know, maybe, you know, oh, the emergency 911. I thought, oh, maybe they're pregnant or something exciting is going on. And I just got this devastating news that he was gone. And the deep and irreparable regret of not really taking the time to spend with him is something I can never get back. And I definitely want to take this lesson and impart it with you guys so that you don't make that same regret. Or maybe you have made that same regret and don't want it to happen again. I want to make sure that you understand what's really important and how to make those shifts in your life when you haven't reached those goals or, you know, things are tough. So here's a couple of things that I've done to find joy and fulfillment in my life, and I hope that they bring you that same value. Number one, do not compare yourself or your life to anyone else's. The grass is not greener on the other side of the fence. It's greener where you water it. And I know that that is a tired old idiom, but it's true. There are always going to be people who are more successful than you, that have more money than you, that have bigger companies than you. But I can assure you, they're not always happier than you. And often they're miserable. But if we're going to compare ourselves to the Photoshop, Instagram versions that everybody puts up of themselves, you're never going to match up. So don't focus on anyone else. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at your competitors. They're not you. They don't know what gives you joy and fulfillment. So focus on you and focus on your life and what you have to be thankful for. That leads me into number two. Be thankful for what you have. You have your health. You have your family. You have a roof over your head. You've got food in your fridge. If you have $10 to your name and no debt, you are wealthier than 15% of American households put together. If you have $4,210 to your name, you are wealthier than 10%. Sorry, not 10%, 50% of the world's population. If you have a net worth, and that's not cash in the bank, but a net worth like equity in a house, maybe a little cash in the bank, some other investment that you've got, a net worth of $93,170, you are wealthier than 90% of the people on earth. So it's not about, oh, I don't have this $100,000 or $1 million company right now, or I don't live in a $1 million home and drive a Bentley. That's not wealth. Those are just things that you have. And ultimately, those things aren't going to give you any more happiness and fulfillment than the things that you have now. When you really think about it, you don't want expensive homes, expensive clothes, a successful company, 100 employees. You want the way that those things will make you feel. And you are the person that dictates how you feel about those things. So you could be completely content and happy with the things that you have now and be way more joyful and happy than the guy that's got 17 Bentleys and 15 multi-million dollar homes around the world. I mean, if you look at like any of those news articles around, there are people that have all of that stuff and their lives are a disaster. And it's because their priorities are all wrong. They're focusing on the things that they can buy and not focusing on the things that they have and enjoying the life that they have right now. Number three, make time for your friends and your family. Downtime is crucial for your emotional well-being and your physical overall health. It's really easy to get myopic or tunnel vision when all you do is focus on your business. If you're constantly focusing on the flaws of your business and what needs to be improved, there's no way that you can broaden your perspective and actually pull yourself out of that and find a good solution for any problem that you're having. You need to be able to have that emotional downtime, to be creative, to come up with better solutions, to be in a better frame of mind to problem solve. And what better way to do that than to spend it with the people that you love the most? So make time for your friends and family. Box that time out. I know Mike has talked about boxing time. Go to our podcast page. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/podcasts or /YouTube and search for boxing time. There are plenty of episodes out there on how to schedule your life to where you actually have time to spend with your friends and family, that time that you shut off your phone and actually intentionally be with them. Number four, start the day choosing your emotional state. So before you open your eyes in the morning, spend some time visualizing your day. Think of all the things that you're grateful for and get into a positive and grateful mindset. You can actually choose the way that you feel for the rest of the day intentionally. Because if you're allowing everything around you to dictate how you feel, you have no control over your life. But that's all in your own head, man. It's not like I can literally point at you and go, be in a crappy mood. There's no way I could do that. That is all you. And the flip side of that is that you have the complete power to change that and to change that perspective. So when something triggers you, like an employee, you know, calling and complaining or quitting or clients being, you know, being rude or firing you or complaining about a paperclip on the ground, you can choose a mindset of frustration and wanting to shut down and getting upset, or you can choose a mindset of, this is a great opportunity for me to come up with a creative idea. Which leads me into point number five, which is your mind cannot tell the difference between genuine and intentional body language. So you can choose intentionally physical postures of strength and calm and confidence, and those things will alternatively affect your mind and your ability to cope with certain situations. Like, just try it. Try it right now. Like, unless you're driving, don't do that. But if you're just sitting in a chair listening to me right now, if you're slouched over and you're sad and you've got this kind of frustrated face or your arms are crossed, your emotional well-being is going to be tied with that physical stance that you have. Okay. But if you intentionally sit upright, put your shoulders back, put a smile on your face, your brain doesn't know the difference. Your brain goes, oh crap, I guess Natalie's happy. I better be happy. So you can choose physical postures to take that can actually affect your mindset. So when you're dealing with the problem and you've got an email and you're doing this, or you're just rubbing your head or you're wringing your hands, you're sending signals to your brain, stress out, you know, create more cortisol, create more stress hormones, and you're not going to be able to be in a better place to deal with these things. But if you sit up straight, you put a smile on your face, you relax, you just kind of take like a more relaxed posture, your brain's going to go, everything's fine. I'm going to reduce that adrenaline. I'm going to reduce those stress hormones, and I'm going to be in a better place to make better decisions. That goes also with choosing your language, right? Replace words like I have to with I choose to, or I get to. Or things like, I have a problem with Bob or Sally, and I just don't want to deal with it, with, I get to create a great solution for Bob or Sally, and I'm really excited about how it's going to turn out. Changing the way that you perceive those triggers and the way that you frame them in your mind and you talk about them will absolutely affect the way that your brain perceives them. And over time, instead of stressing out every time your phone rings or the email dings, or, you know, knowing you're going to have to check your email in the morning, over time, you'll actually train your body to not stress out about those things anymore, to actually find like, this is great. I can absolutely do this. I'm not even worried about this at all. So it's something that you can intentionally do to change the way that your brain reacts to certain situations and ultimately make you a lot happier and a lot more satisfied and joyful with your journey to your goals. The last thing is keeping a gratitude journal. So this might seem a little cheesy to some people, a little new agey. I certainly felt that way when I first heard it, but it is true. It really does work. You keep a journal, and every day you just kind of write a few things that you're really thankful for. I am grateful for my amazing husband. I am grateful for my son that I get to raise and bring up. And I am so grateful for the community that we serve, you, Cleaning Nation. How amazing is it that every day I get to wake up and help some of the most amazing, hardworking, fantastic people on this planet achieve their goals. Like, that's awesome. I wouldn't change that for anything. So I am so excited that I get to share those like little like, you know, secrets to happiness that I've discovered with you guys. And I really do hope that they give you some insight and help you kind of change your perspective on the way that you perceive things in life. And that if you just spend a couple more minutes with the people that you love this holiday season in a better mind frame, then my goal is done. I really hope that that's bringing you some value. And if you guys want a plan or help to creating a plan to reach your goals and a track to run on so that it takes the stress of that trial and error out, so you can actually focus on the big picture stuff and actually enjoy your life and practice being more thankful and grateful and not having to deal with all those fires to put out, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. There is a free on-demand training that you can check out. It talks about how to like systematize and make your business kind of run on its own. And at the end, you can always sign up for a complimentary breakthrough call with one of our coaches to kind of help you create those steps and see how we can help you out. I really hope that you have an amazing Thanksgiving and holiday season, Cleaning Nation. You guys are amazing. Take the time to really enjoy your lives. Give yourself the gift of happiness. And Mike will be back next week. But you guys take care. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.